Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, trying to recapture from a couple of years ago when Scott Bless's North Cougs won the school's first ever sectional, but things are, well, coming together, a newness, if you will, a number of underclassmen, but guys that have been in the program, Ben Friel's back at quarterback, Logan Calvin, heck, he could be one of the best tight ends and defensive ends in our neck of the woods, Ty Stevenson is back, Kieran Kuntz, I mean, there are some key pieces here. Scrimmage against the eldest of the Bless brothers Friday night as Mark brings his Avon Orioles to Martin Memorial at 7 o'clock. And as Coach Scott, now in his 12th year, was telling me the other night.
Objective, get reps for everybody. You know, get everybody's a look at them in a game situation. You know, it's like an NFL preseason game. You want to see how they respond against another team in a game-like situation. Come out of there alive and ready to go for the next week.
Talk to me about the new scoreboard.
The scoreboard's pretty exciting. When you're out there every day and they're working around you. So the first thing, they dug a hole for this thing and you went, well, this thing's going to be pretty big. Then the next thing, they put the steel in. And you're like, holy crud, this thing's going to be huge. And then, you know, now it's the excitement of when is it coming? When's it coming? You know, I'll give you the gist of it. The video part of the board is about two-thirds the size of our previous board. Thinking about coming up with, you know, like some song we sing, you can sing between the third and fourth quarter.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
Hang out of the press box and sing us a song and we'll get that on the video. Sing the school song for us. How about that?
I could do that.
Well, we'll see how that comes along, but I can tell you the new big video screen scoreboard won't be completely finished until the home opener September 2nd against Columbus North out of the north side. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's been pretty much the rule rather than the exception to find the Indiana Cutters in the postseason. And, having won its last two regular season games within the Minor League Football Alliance, moving now those Cutters to 5-4. And that is where Aaron Sauter's ball club find themselves Saturday night in their rematch in Indy against the Marion County Crusaders. Right time of year, certainly, to be, putting things together.
Well, the biggest thing is our offense has really come together personnel-wise. And they've really kind of gotten to a groove in terms of moving the ball and scoring well.
Who are some of the guys that have been stepping up and, getting that ball in the end zone for you?
Chaz Norton has been huge for us. He's been playing as a quarterback. He's previously been a receiver. He's doing a great job of running the offense. Jason Johnson has been an explosive player for us, playing receiver, playing some slot, taking some handoffs and jet sweep, really been doing some outstanding things and scoring a lot of touchdowns. Tyler Larkin, there's another running back, been converted to a slot. He's also running some jet sweeps, and he's also playing some quarterback and playing extremely well. And Javon Ivy at fullback has really kind of came into his own and really found an identity within our offense.
You know, the last time you played the Crusaders, it was, the same field. And I tell you, you lost a tough one. What was it, 30-24? What needs to be done Saturday?
Well, last time, offense, we really killed ourselves with penalties and turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
We moved the ball well, but we had a lot of penalties and turnovers. We cannot do that and expect to win a playoff game. But defensively, we have to tackle well. We have to be in position, which we were for the most part. Because, you know, once we're in the playoffs and definitely further going to the playoffs, the physical level of play goes way up.
That's Indiana Cutters head coach Aaron Sauter. When the Cutters win on Saturday night, they'll stay on the road and play the Tri-County Braves in Mooresville then on August the 20th. I'm Joe Smith.